I'm sitting here on Tzom Gedalia, trying to look back on the past 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and wondering whether I experienced the Rosh Hashanah experience in the way that I was supposed to experience it, in the way that the Rebbeinu Shem would want us to experience it. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, we know it, but in Tehillim it's characterized as Oiri. The David, Hashem Oiri v'Yishi, and Chazal say Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, v'Yishi is Yom Kippur. So, did a light permeate my Rosh Hashanah? I don't know whether it did, whether it didn't. It's not so important what happened to me. It's important to know what exactly is this oil of Rosh Hashanah. And I have a sense, I have a feeling that that oil has to do with the oil in Tehillim Peites, which is the pasuk that we say right after the Tkiyas Shofar. Ashrei ha'am yodei serua, Hashem ba'oil ponecha yihalechon. That people who are Yodei Seruah, who know the Seruah, are happy. Ashrei ha'am, Yodei Seruah. And what will happen to those people? Hashem ba'oya ponecha yihalechon, in the future. The knowledge of the Truah will set them on a lighted path towards the future. That is what the pasuk is saying. Yihalechon. Not ba'oya ponecha holchu, or that they experience the ba'oya ponecha. The Yodei Seruah are set on a path which leads them be'oya ponecha, and that is the path that they will follow. Be'oya ponecha yehalechon. Now, what does all that mean? And everybody knows that this Yoide Seruah, Chazal say, what does it mean that we are the Am who is Yoide Seruah? Don't the Goyim also know how to blow trumpets, all the wind instruments? The Goyim have all kinds of wind instruments. So of course they also know how to blow a Truah. So what's special about us? So Chazal say, She Yodeim Lefatois, at the Rebbeinu Shlalom, to be mefateh him, to persuade him, I guess to persuade him to get up from the Kisei Hadin and to go into the Kisei HaRachamim, and I think that's what the Sforim say, that by Tekiyah Shofar, the Rebbeinu Shlalom gets up from the Kisei Hadin, and he goes to the Kisei HaRachamim, and so it's the Shofar that is mefateh the Rebbeinu Shlalom to make that change, to move from the Kisei of Din to the Kisei HaRachamim, and Ashrei, the people who can make their Tekiyahs, persuade the Rebbeinu Shalom to do that. That's what the Chazal is, and up to here everybody knows. The thing that bothers me is, on a literary level, if it's possible to use such a lashon, I mean, does Yodei Seruah express Yodeim Lefatois the Rebbeinu Shalom Bisruah? It doesn't sound that way. Yodei Seruah means they know how to blow a truah. That's really what the Taich is. So normally, I think that most droshes, I've been learning a little bit about droshes recently, I mean, they seem to derive from the Pshuta Shel Mikra, that there is some irregularity in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, which indicates a certain drosha. But over here, why would somebody who is thinking, Yodeim Lefata is the Rebbeinu Shloilam Bisruah, word that by saying Yodei Seruah? It's the drush seems to take the posse completely out of its pashtas, and somehow it doesn't sit well with me. Let's first of all think of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur as Yishi. I think that's an easier one than thinking about Rosh Hashanah as Oiri. So in what sense is Yom Kippur Yishi? Yishi means a salvation. That means that we are locked up in a jail, we are shackled by handcuffs. What is the jail and what are the handcuffs that shackle us? The jail and the handcuffs are our past. We do averas, those of us who do averas. So we do averas. And why do we do averas? Well, I guess there's always a first time, but I would say that probably an enormous part of people who have lived already a respectable number of years, so their past is very much a chelek of the wrong things that we do now. Why? Because I did it last week and I did it the year before and it's always been part of me and this is who I am and so I'm going to do it. What's the point of fighting? What's the point of really trying? This is already who I am. In other words, our past has a very, very potent chelek in determining our present. It's a sad story, but that's what it is. And when you think about in those terms, you really see what a wonderful, wonderful gift it was that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Yom Kippur. Ki vayom hazeh yechapeh aleichem letaher eschem mikol tchatoseichem lifnei Hashem titvaru. You can wipe this past away. That's an unbelievable thing. And I think that that is really the oimek hapshat in Hashem oiri v'yishi mimi iro, Hashem mo'oz chayai mimi efchad. I mean, obviously, this is one of those parallelisms, which is very, very frequent in the poetry of Tanakh, that you have the second half of the posuk either repeating with some addition or augmenting the first part. So again, Hashem oiri v'yishi mimi iro, Hashem mo'oz chayai mimi efchad. So that's really a Moyer Gesach, that the second half of the Pasuk is touching up the first part of the Pasuk. Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, and what is He by being Oiri V'Yishi? He is Mo'os Chayai. Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, Hashem Mo'os Chayai. That's the parallelism. Being Oiri V'Yishi is being the strength on which I can lead my life. What does that mean in the context in which we're talking? Well, if Yom Kippur is Yishi, it's the Yeshua, it's the fellow coming with the key and unlocking the dungeon, allowing me to go out of the dungeon, freeing me from the handcuffs which are shackling me, and says, now you are free, forget about all this, you can start a new life now. That gives me this enormous strength, because if I would have been weighed down by my past, if the past is weighing down on me, so how strong can I be? How effective can the Mo'oz Chayai be? I'm tired, I'm already fed up, and it's all happening again and again and again and again and again and again. How much energy can I summon? But if after Yom Kippur we're zoiche to a tahara, which wipes the slate clean, and if we want to, and if we really want to, we can be new people, and Rosh Hashanah, of course, plays a part in that, chatshum ma'aseichem. So that is a mayor de getoiva. So we gain strength from Yishi, Hashem Mo'oz Chayai. So this, where does the Yishi get the ability to give us that freedom? That seems to be tied to the Oiri of Rosh Hashanah. That Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave us the Oir of Rosh Hashanah, which Be'Oir Ponecho Yehalechon, which allows us to go in the path of Oir Ponecho, Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Seru'o, Hashem Be'Oir Ponecho Yehalechon. That means that the Oir is in the future. That once you've experienced the Rosh Hashanah, so then Be'Oir Ponecho Yehalechon, you can go towards Yom Kippur, light it up along your path. I think that that's what we're really talking about. So that is the Oyer of Rosh Hashanah. Let's try and understand that a little bit. That I'm supposed to be a Yoyde Es Serua. Now what does it mean to be a Yoyde Es Serua? So we know the Chazal, that the Chazal says that it's Sheyoydem Lefatas the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's not the Loshen, that's not what the Loshen is. The Loshen of the Pasuk is Yoyde Es Serua, who know how to blow a Truah. That is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The kashi which Chazal have is a very good kashi. Yeah, don't the goyim also know? But apparently, we know something about blowing the truah which the goyim don't know. As good as their trumpeters are and their flutists are, we know something about blowing a truah which they don't know. And that is what I want to think about in this shiur a little bit, because it's really a very, very yesoidistic uptouch, I think, what's happening on Rosh Hashanah, and I think it's zicha emes. When we think of a shofar, I said part of this shiur to another chevra the other day, and I asked them, those of you who are married, did you have a nice band by your chasna? So they said, yeah, they had a beautiful band by the chasna. So I said, no. So how did the shofars do in the band? Did they augment the band very nicely? So everybody laughed. You don't have a shofar in a chasna band. What's a shofar going to do in a chasna band? A shofar is certainly not a cheerful sound. When you talk a shofar be'ir v'ho'om lo yecharodu, right? Everybody gets scared when he hears the shofar. And you certainly don't think of a shofar in a chasna band. Except that the Rebbein Shem apparently does think of a shofar in the chasna band. As he was Megale in the Ruach HaKodesh that he gave David HaMelech, Hallelujah, Hallelujah El Bekotshoi, Hallelujah B'Rekia Uzoi, Hallelujah B'Gvuroisov, Hallelujah Krov Gudloi, Hallelujah B'Seika HaShofar, Hallelujah B'Nevel V'Chinor, Hallelujah B'Soif V'Mochol, Hallelujah B'Minim V'Ugov, Hallelujah B'Tzilzlei Shoma, Hallelujah B'Tzilzlei Segula. It's Mayudek, that all those cheerful instruments are bracketed between Hallelujah B'Seika Shofar and Hallelujah B'Tzilzlei Seruah. So it seems that the Shofar fits very, very smoothly into a cheerful band. Apparently, our perception of the Shofar is getting a raw deal. We are thinking of it as a sad instrument. It's Haram La Yecherodu, it's scary. And it's, we know the Targum of the Truah is Yevava. The emes is, it's not only this Mizmor 150 which creates the problem. Our Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Hashanah, which touches up the Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah there. So let's see how the Pasuk starts. Harninu Lelokim Uzeinu, Horiyu Lelokei Yaakov. That's already a very, very interesting Pasuk. Harninu lelokim uzeinu. What does harninu mean? Sing, rina. So why not ranenu? What's wrong with the kal? Ranenu tzadikim b'ashem la yeshorim navasehila. Why harninu lelokim uzeinu? Horiyu lelokei Yaakov. So the horiyu, the truah, which we blow lelokei Yaakov, apparently has the character of a rina. But it's not a kal, it's not a ranenu tzadikim b'ashem. Oh, go ahead and play the shofar, it'll be a most cheerful experience. That's not that way. The harninu is in the hifil, and it seems to describe a kind of joy which you have to put yourself into the mood. This week's parsha, hazinu, ends up with harninu goyim amo kedam avod av yikam, that the goyim will sing praises to Klal Yisrael. Harninu goyim amo, not ranenu goyim amo. Why not? Why harninu? So I'm sure because they don't particularly feel like singing shvachim to us. But when the emes comes out and the Melech HaMashiach is going to come and they're going to see the emes, harninu goyim amo, they're going to say, you know what, you were right. It hurts me to say that my entire life, my entire experience, my entire existence as the Ummah Se'olam was a lion, was a sheker, and we fought emes and we fought kedusha, and you were right and we were wrong. Oh, but it's not a very easy thing to say. Harninu goyim amo kedam avod av yikam. So the same thing, I think, is over here true. Harninu lelokim uzeinu, horiyu lelokei Yaakov. It's the truah we're talking about. And harninu says that to make the shofar sing, to make the shofar be a cheerful shofar. Let's see what it says. Harninu goyim amo kedam avod av yikam. Harninu lelokim uzeinu, horiyu lelokei Yaakov. Su'u zimro, su'nu soyev, kina noyim im nokel. We're talking about happy instruments. So weiter again, it's the same orchestra which the David HaMelech was singing about in Mizmor Kufnun. He's also singing about over here. Su'u zimro, su'nu soyev, kina noyim im nokel. Beautiful. But weiter, tig'u b'chayde shofar, b'kes liyam chagenu. Again, the shofar is part of a cheerful band. Oh, so the fact that the Mizmor starts with Harninu explains it's not cheerful be'etzem. You can't say that a shofar is be'etzem a cheerful instrument. No, but then, Harninu, make yourself play it in a cheerful manner. See, that is really what I want to touch up. Like, that's going to be the answer to the question which I asked before. The Yodim Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sru'a. Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sru'a. They know the Sru'a. So what are we saying? She Yodim Lefatois. So I asked, the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sru'a. They know how to blow a tru'a. So what's the answer to the fact that the goyim also know how to blow a tru'a? What's taka the answer? What does Chazal mean? So I said, but that doesn't lie in the lashon. See, the way I'm being masbina, the harninu means bring yourself to make the shofar into a cheerful sound. I'm going to backtrack a moment and be masbir. The emes is, let's go through the psukim again. Hanina lake Yosainu, Uriel lake Yaakov, Su'u Zimrus in the Sof, Kino Noem, and Novel, Teku Bachoida Shoifa, Bakesel Yon Chagenu, Kichoikli Yisroel, Hu Mishpat lake Yaakov. What a strange posuk that is. When we really think about it, what the posuk is saying, it boggles the mind. Let's go through that posuk. Teku Bachoida Shoifa. If we would have written this pasuk, would we have said tiku? I wouldn't have, because what does the Torah say? The Torah says in Emma, it's that Rosh Hashanah is a zichra in terua, and in Pinchas, it's a yom terua. So the Torah very, very clearly makes the central shofar blast on Rosh Hashanah into a terua. So why tiku b'chodesh shofar? Yeah, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, Bachodesh, and when Rosh Chodesh, the Kesel Yom Chagenu, when the moon is covered by the Yom Chagenu, that's Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So we're supposed to be talking about truas. So I said, you see from the Gemara that the Seder of a trua is it, because the Pshut Lefaneh, Pshut Lacharev. But what we're interested in is the trua. So it should be Heriyu Bachodesh Shofar. Bakesel Yom Chagenu, not Tiku Bachodesh Shofar. Very strange why the Meshoyer used the word Tiku. Well, let's go on in the Pasuk. Tiku Bachodesh Shofar, Bakesel Yom Chagenu. What on earth are we being told over here? That's the time for a Yontif, when the moon is covered. Klal Yisrael is Nimsham to the Levana. And all our Yom Tovim are in the center, when there's a full moon, Pesach, Sukkot. Shavuos is going towards that point. But when there's nothing to be seen, when it's all covered, what kind of a yontif is that? Tiku, b'chodesh shofar, on the Rosh Chodesh, you should blow the shofar. Which Rosh Chodesh? When the kisui of the levona, Rosh Chodesh always, you never see the moon because it hasn't sort of peaked out yet. So you're supposed to do that, why? Because it's a chag. A chag! A chag on Rosh Chodesh, Bakesel Yom Chagenu, what's that for? Why a chag? Oh, so the Pasuk says, no problem. Of course it's a chag, it's the most cheerful day in the world. Ki chayku Yisrael, Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. What's going on? It's a Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, and therefore you've got a chag, Bakesel Yom Chagenu, which you're supposed to be tikkubach. What is going on? It's a Maral Gezal. You know, I've mentioned the Maral before, I think, in this Shurim, where the Maral says that Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, the Torah doesn't say why we have these Yomim Tovim. By Pesach we know, by Sukkot we know, by Shavuos and by Rosh Hashanah we don't know. So why is that? So the Maral says, well, Ribbono Shel Olam didn't have, well, I'm going to tell them to make a Yontif because there's a Yom HaDin. A Yom HaDin is a cause for joy. I can't write in my Torah, I'm going to make a Yom HaDin, and therefore you should have a Yontif. I'll be meramis to it, zikra, and the Ramban says meramis to din, so from the remes, let them pick up the remes, and that the din is not so bad. That it's taka sibbe for yontem, as we'll see in a moment. But the posuk doesn't make any sense. First of all, tiku instead of ariyu. It doesn't go with the Torah. The Torah says it's a yom trua, it's a yom zikron trua. So, bakesel yom chagenu, on Rosh Hashanah. So why is it a chag if it's kesser? Ki chag Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. But it's a yom of mishpat. It's a moirdi gezach. So by now already, you've already chafed what I'm driving at. What I'm driving at is that that it's taka yontif. Oy, it's such a meirdike yontif. The truth is that when we think about it, the mishpat, of course it's scary. Of course it's a very, very scary thing. Of course it's scary. Of course it's scary. But on the other hand, the Rebbeinu Shalom is interested in me. The Rebbeinu Shalom is being done on me. The Rebbeinu Shalom has got to deal with the whole world and with every single yochid. It's unbelievable. And he's going over my record. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? And by informing me of that and telling me about it, so that I know that he's going over my record, he's encouraging me to go over my record, he's encouraging me to think through my past year. Isn't that a meirdike Sach? Isn't that something to be happy about? Dafke verkehrt, the more hidden the moon is, it's taka b'chodesh, it's taka b'kese liyom chageinu. And you know why? Why is it a time for joy? It's a time for joy because Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Because the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem is zoikik to us and is done us and is interested in us as individuals, of course also as the tzibur. Ato zoicha maase oile v'foike kol yitzure kedem v'necho niglu kol ta'alumos v'hamoin istorosh v'bereishes. Wow! Things that we have forgotten way, 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 way back. It's all alive and well by the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem is there and he's going to Yankel and he's saying, Yankel, this is your record. Can't we do a little better than that? Yeah. What kind of year can I give you so that you should have the disciplining that you require for your failures, the encouragement that you need for your good things? Let's work on this together, Ki'ilu. If it wouldn't be that we should be working on it together, the Rebbeinu Shem wouldn't have told us about it. Wouldn't have cost the Rebbeinu Shem anything to make it mishpat up in Shemaim, and we would never have known about it. Oh, but the Torah says, verkehrt. Teku b'chayde shayfa. Make the trua into a tekiah. The tekiah is a beautiful, happy sound. It's not like the yavova of the truah. So tiku, take that truah which I talked about in my Torah and make a tekiah of it. See, it's dafka has to be the word tekiah, because the it's part of a band over here. If it's part of a band, so it has to be a happy tune. So it's harninu lelokim uzeinu, horiu lelokei Yaakov. Make the tour, horiyo lelokei Yaakov. But how are you supposed to make the tour? You're supposed to make the tour through a tekiah. Tikku b'chodesh shofar. See, that's the answer between the first pasuk and the third pasuk. Hanin lelokei Moseinu, horiyo lelokei Yaakov, blow a tour. And then the pasuk says, tikku b'chodesh shofar. A tekiah. Maybe that's the reason why a tour has to be surrounded by tekiahs. That seems to be exactly Sarkozva. I don't know whether, but maybe there is some such a swara behind it, that the seder of blowing the truah is to be surrounded by the tekiahs, and maybe that itself is merumas in that. That the mitzvah hayom of Rosh Hashanah is to make a joyful tune out of the ominous sounds of the shofar. That is really what it's all about. And that's a meirat gezach. And that is an uptouch of Rosh Hashanah, which really till this year I didn't really have in the same sort of sense that I'm having it now. And I think that is what it means. Ashrei ha'am yoyde'ei seruah. Happy is the people who know how to blow a truah. They know how to take a weeping sound and make it happy. Not to eliminate the weeping, but that the weeping should be the source of happiness, the seriousness, the charoda. Ba'om lo yecharodo. Yes, be chored. Emas hadin. Of course, there's emas hadin, and there is yevova, which is crying. But find the joy in being zoiche to have the emas hadin. Find the joy in being punished, because you're being set on a way that allows you to salvage your life. I said once in the Chabur, I don't know whether it's right or wrong, people seem to be macabre when I said it. I said it a few times in various Chaburas. I said, what would be the happiest moment in a person's life? It was a stupid question really to word it that way, but all right, that's what I said. What would be the happiest thing in a person's life. So they asked me, "No, what do you think?" So I said it would be, if you have a friend, a close friend, and you're going to the airport to see him off, and he's going away, far, far, far away, and you know that you'll never see him again. You'll never see him again. And you're crying, and he's crying, and that is the happiest moment in your life. So they thought I was going nuts. I mean, why is that the happiest day in your life? Why is it so happy to lose a good friend and to say goodbye to him, never to see him again? The tarot is because it's such a beautiful thing, such a schus to have such a friendship. That's such a happy moment. Of course I'm sad, but I'm only sad because I was zoiche to have this friendship. And that's bediyuk, the moshel of what I'm talking about now. That's what makes Rosh Hashanah a happy day. It's a chag, v'kesel yom chageinu. And the truth is, I think that's the pshat in the tour. The tour says that the Yidden know the oifia of the Rabbanu Shleilam, the benoich sheva oilam, if you have a mishpat, so you're loivish shchoirim, you're misatif shchoirim, we all know the thing. And Yidden are not that way. Why? They put on levonim and they cut their nails and they cut their beard. Ah, tzamachaya. Why? Because they put tuach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Elohim Neis. What's that Neis? I never understood. What's the Neis of Rosh Hashanah? I didn't research it, where his Mokka is. Why does he use the word Neis? That we are happy on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yontov, we dress nicely, we eat nicely. And why do we do that? Because we are Batuach that the Rabbanu Shem would make a Neis for us, Mapitom a Neis. But I think that maybe the Neis is the being mehapach the truah into a tekiah. That's the nes of Rosh Hashanah. It's that to make the shofar an appropriate companion to the nevel and the chinoy and the soif and the mochel, to be mehapach the seriousness and the ominousness of the shofar, to be mehapach that into a happy sound, into a happy instrument. And that's the oiri. Hashem oiri v'yishi. They're going to be able to go in the Oyer Panecha. The Rebbeinu Shem told us it's a Yom HaDin. And he put a searchlight on my past. And he showed me somewhere in my consciousness, this is your past. Not very pleasing. Not very much to be proud of. Do something about it. Yom Kippur is coming up. You can get a kapora on Yom Kippur. Realize where you are. Realize what you are. Realize what you have to do. Is there a bigger toiver than that? And that is what perhaps the oil of Rosh Hashanah is. And the oil, your zoiche, if you are a yoide a seruah, if you know the seruah, if you know the seruah, if you know how to blow a seruah as a tekiah, then you are able to be mefateh the Rebbeinu Shalom, to go from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Rachamim and have the light shining you on your path to Yom Kippur. But everybody, Gemachas Yom HaTorah, should be zoiche to Kapora, and that Klal Yisrael should already come to a Nechama, and all the Tzoros should be over, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should be merachem on us. Gemachas Yom HaTorah to all of you.